1700, we have a shift of energy from vertical to horizontal. This means there is also a shift in mythology. In comes the crucified Christ. This is the down-pointing blue triangle. The Osiris Moon Cult. The Cult of the Resurrection. Osiris was cut in 14 pieces. Isis reassembled Osiris, except the phallus. She made replicas of them and distributed them to several locations, which then became centers of Osiris worship. The Mitre and the Crook. So if Christ on the cross is Osiris, who would be Isis? Is there a strong female energy? Mother Mary or Maria Magdalene? Remember, the mirroring of Isis is Osiris. So the solution might be simple. Just mirror Christ. Now the blue moon cult pyramid becomes the red sun cult pyramid, Helios, and Christ would become the Antichrist. The inverted cross. Now you have the blue color of heaven and the red color of hell. But how do you get from the Osiris cult to the cult of the cross? It's all about energy. The missing link, in my view, is the Mithras cult. The Osiris cult of the rods and the crook become the Mithras cult, the sword and the rods. The sword, the cross, the Christ. Mithras was born from a rock. Remember the legend of Arthur. Mithras is tapping into the organic center of our crater. The torus. Creating the matrix of sun and moon. Jake Angeli, the angel, messenger of God, I mean Q. Q, of course, being the black cube. The parasitic AI god. The poles are shifting, the ice caps are melting, people are climbing the ice wall. Even the frontman of the metal band Iced Earth is one of the protesters. Playing our subconscious again? This is Ragnarok. Ragnarok is the final battle between the parasites and the organic forces.
We need a great reset.
I love the word need.
We need a great reset.
Let's take a look at the tattoos of the messenger of Q. People message me they start seeing the shape of the crater everywhere. Well, it's the same for me. Take a look at this one. But as you see, it is not our tree of life, because the magnetic center would be on the tree. Let's go down and take a look at what people think is the hammer of Thor. I think it is the sword of Mithras. Mithras tapping into the center of our Taurus, slaying the bull. What we see here is the ritual of the sacrifice of the bull. We have heaven and hell, good cop, good president, and together they forged the plot, the Q plot, having its supreme moment in the ritual sacrifice of the bull. We have two groups in the capital, the sheeple walking between the lines, supporting their president. They almost look like tourists. And then we have a small group of black ops agents. These guys will probably pop up later as some kind of crisis actor, some Muslim terrorists, or as agent provocateurs.
Dat gaan veroorzaken. Zo werkt dat natuurlijk niet in Nederland. Dus het is een heel ingewikkeld fenomeen om ordeverstoorders, zeg maar, preventief om daar al op te acteren.
Premier Rutte heeft lof voor het politieoptreden van gisteren.
Let's listen to the message of our angel. It's all about one sentence. Listen if you can spot it.
To allow us to send a message to all the tyrants, the communists, and the globalists, that this is our nation, not theirs.
Yes.
That we will not allow the American way of the United States of America to go down. Thank you, divine, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent Creator God, for filling this chamber with your white light of love, with your white light of harmony. Thank you for filling this chamber with patriots that love you and that love Christ. Thank you, divine, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent Creator God, for blessing each and every one of us here and now. Thank you, divine Creator God, for surrounding and filling us with your divine, omnipresent white light of love and protection, peace and harmony. Thank you for allowing the United States of America to be reborn. Thank you for allowing us to get rid of the communists, the globalists, and the traitors within our government. We love you and we thank you. In Christ's holy name we pray. Thank you for allowing the United States of America to be reborn. Thank you for allowing the United States of America to be reborn. Reborn.
The High Priest is asking his entity to create a reset. In return, they will bring a ritual sacrifice, a blood offer.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all that we lost.
...400,000 people sacrificed for their God. If someone would fall from his bike and die, would that be a blood sacrifice? Well, of course not. People have to be killed for them to be a sacrifice. So what they are telling you here is that all the people who died of COVID have been murdered. That means that COVID is not the virus they are telling you it is. For people who saw my video, The Eye of Ra, you have two color systems. The CMYK system of Osiris, cyan, magenta and black, and the Isis RGB color system, the blue and the red. That gives you the white hats and the black hats. For people who think these guys are opponents, think again. Some more colors: the red, the black and the white, showing the Aryan haircut, the Nazi eagle, the dove of peace. Conan the Barbarian. That's some very female energy.
Una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos.
Justice for all. We know justice is blind for certain parts of the population. Next, the yellow-red coat. Amanda Gorman. That's a lot of men in one name. And that is a lot of hand signs in one performance.
It's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property and interstate commerce, etc. This is the first one I'm signing.
The first week, we already had a sign of what is going to happen the next 4 years. They will attack the US with immigration waves like they did in Europe a few years ago. State-sponsored terrorism, more troops in Iraq, and of course the Putin story. The evil enemy, Russia. Let's play with the shadow of the obelisk. Phase 1, sacrifice of the bull.
Thank you for allowing the United States of America to be reborn.
Phase 2, the COVID memorial.
Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
Phase 3, inauguration.
And a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president.
Phase 4, blood over intent. The phallus of Osiris pointing at the Oval Office. Let me try to find an explanation of what is happening here. Maybe it's right, maybe it's wrong. It's the only explanation I have for the moment. Imagine a system that is only spirit and has lost its capability of creating matter. The only way it could manifest itself is by taking over other bodies. So this system lands in our crater, and it creates a false universe, the sun and the moon. The light of the sun is the bios code of the intruder. To take over one person, you probably need a magnifier, the Benben stone. The spirit of the intruder has 12 templates. The gods, taking a human body to manifest themselves through the ages, different cultures. Some of these templates have manifested themselves through the ages, reborn over and over again. At certain moments in time, watch the star clock. They will return. Maybe we can present a host to our God and give him a sacrifice. It is my assumption that there is a Benben stone in the obelisk. This will be used as magnifier of the synthetic sunlight. When the phallus of Osiris is in the Oval Office, it's time. Time to shoot the seed of Osiris into the host. Waiting on the exact moment, on the exact spot.